This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big match show tonight.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Backer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, no Gary Ellerson, no Baby Tausch. They are headed to Phoenix for Brewer Spring training and unmatched coverage here next week on The Fan, for sure. Tomorrow, Gary and Baby Tausch will be joining us here on The Big Show live from Brewer Spring training, and then next week, Bill Michaels will be live from spring training from 10 until 2 on the statewide network. Then The Big Show from 2 until 6. And all next week from 6 until 8, you will be able to listen to Tim Allen and Baby Tausch with spring training live from, again, Brewer Spring Training. So that's 10 a. to 8 p. each and every day Brewers coverage from spring training. That's 10 hours a day. That's 50 hours of coverage you are going to get next week from Brewers spring training. That is a beautiful thing if you are a Brewers fan. If you are a Packers fan, then you're going to love what we're going to talk about right now, because teams can start talking to guys on Monday with this free agency thing getting ready to get going here. What's your prediction for who the Packers get in free agency? Now, this is totally different from who you want.
Right.
I'm not asking, Leroy's not asking who you want.
Right.
We're asking,
totally different.
Who do you think they're going to get? When this is all said and done, you can say, they're going to get this player, and that's probably it. You can say they're going to get these three players. You can say they're not going to get any of them. They're going to go draft and develop and go Ted Thompson route. Whatever the case may be. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM. The Fan. We start with the ever-knowledgeable Leroy Butler.
Well, I wish this was what you want, but we did that yesterday.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah. So, the first guy I think predict they're going to sign, or try to, is Andre Amos, the safety in Chicago.
All right.
Yeah. I can see him getting the offer sheet over the weekend.
That quickly, Adrian Amos.
Yep. Yeah. Because they have no safeties.
They have none.
None that they like anyway, put that way. They can just throw bodies back there again and just be a pedestrian team. And I really think for some reason, Steve, I told you this before, for some reason, I think they like Golden Tate. I'm telling you, if Randall Cobb is not back, you need a veteran in that slot. He would be tremendous in that spot. And I think they're going to go after that guy. So don't be surprised for some reason they pull up some deal for him.
So your safety is Amos?
Yeah. Yeah.
My safety is Jimmy Ward.
I love Jimmy Ward. I would have wanted Jimmy Ward 2-3 years ago.
But where was Jimmy Ward born?
When was he born?
Where?
Oh, where was he born? I'm not sure.
Racine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Is it Racine or Mount Pleasant?
Well, it says Racine.
Well, I like to get a Mount Pleasant people.
July 18th, 1991. Racine, Wisconsin is where he was born.
405.
Went to high school in Mobile, Alabama, played in Northern Illinois.
Very nice. Now, he's a free agent from Denver?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Oh, yeah. I didn't know he went to San Francisco.
San Francisco. That's where he got drafted. He's been there his whole career.
Oh, that's right.
Because some of us wanted the Packers to take
that's
him.
Right.
We're mad the Packers didn't
that.
Take him. Remember,
remember that?
Everybody's like, why didn't they take that Ward kid?
I remember that.
All right.
I remember that.
So, for me, I think Jimmy Ward makes sense, because I don't think Jimmy Ward's going to cost a whole heck of a lot, because Jimmy
Probably
Ward hasn't
not.
Been healthy.
Right.
He hasn't played 16 games since 2015. Played in 11 in 2016, played in 7 games in 2017, only 9 games last year. And he's coming from the Niners, where LaFleur's got some insiders and some knowledge on what's going on over there Shanahan and his brother and all that other stuff. So he's got some knowledge on what Jimmy Ward's all about. Correct. So for me, I'll say Jimmy Ward is the safety that they end up bringing in at the safety position.
That fits a guy who's been kind of banged up.
Right.
Can come in and revitalize his career. Because that's how you can get him on the cheap. But if he comes here and plays well, they'll pay him. Like the next couple of years, they'll pay him.
Right. But I don't think you're going to have to pay a lot for him,
mm-mm.
I guess is what I'm saying. I don't think you're going to have to pay a lot in order to bring him in here.
Right.
Okay. So that's my first guy that I think they bring in. Who do you guys think the Packers bring in? What's your prediction for who the Packers get in free agency? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM, The Fan. I'll tell you who my next one is coming up after a quick timeout. But first, Leroy Butler is going to tell you about his good friends over at the Jewelry Center.
The Jewelry Center, Dean Murray. Dean Murray, guys, I'm telling you. Every day this guy tells me and Gary to pass on the savings to you. And he wants to let you know if you got some old gold laying around and just say, you know what, I need some extra cash. And for some reason, where should I go? And he's one of the best places you can go to, not even competitive, but he's going to blow the other places out of the water. Now, don't get alarmed when you walk in there, especially in one of 7477 West Layton. And you see some nice tutoros in there and some free water and stuff, and it's crowded, a lot of people in there. And you think, hey, man, listen, no one's going to get to me. And lo and behold, here's one of the best sales young ladies or guys to help you. If you're in Brookfield, these guys, they're all over the place. It seems like 17100 Blue Mound, Suite 206, right upstairs. If you're in Burlington, you're just hanging around out there and say, you know, I want to propose to my girl. I want to go inside. I can't drive all the way to Milwaukee. You know, he's right there on 348 Pine Street right there, be able to help you. But guess what, guys? You ain't got to do all that burning your gas up. Gas went up a little bit too, Steve.
I noticed that yesterday when I was driving home.
Yeah, man, you know how cheap
like,
I am.
I think it went up like 15 cents or something.
Hey, man, I had to use my wife's credit card, the good credit card. I said, let me use that card, sweetie. She said, no problem. That's love. Now, ain't it?
It is.
It is. It is. I appreciate that. Just go to shoptjc.com. ShopTJC.com. Say, Dean, I have a budget. I want to propose like Leroy did. I want to do it just like that, but I only got X. Can you work with me? Yes. I can bring my girl in there. She can pick out what she wants. If we don't have it, they'll make it for her. They have a guy in the back, Steve. I don't think they let this guy out. He got those little glasses on and look down. And
yep.
Just look at the diamonds.
Look at the diamonds.
Every time I go back there, he just look up. Hi. Just go back to work. If you want to do that, the Jewelry Center is the only place I trust to give something to my wife. You should trust them too. It's the Jewelry Center, Dean Murray.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela hanging out as well, playing all these fine tunes at good old KS scripted up for y'all today on a Throwback Thursday presented to you by Master Z's. Are we ready for a voting update? Do you think we're going to be close to getting a voting update? Mother Plucker's running around back there doing all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah, we have a tie right now.
All right.
Rush.
Rush is tied.
Yes. And
okay.
Prodigy, a listener nomination.
And who?
Prodigy.
Let's see if I know anything by Prodigy.
I don't. I can tell you that.
The Prodigy musical band.
Yeah.
English electronic music band from Braintree, Essex, formed in 1990 by keyboardist and songwriter Liam Howlett.
Yeah, I don't know. Nope, don't know. But they're still playing. Playing Bridgeview, Illinois, coming up on Sunday, May 19th at SeatGeek Stadium.
All right.
The Prodigy. So, yeah. So, there you go. So, Rush and the Prodigy are tied on a Throwback Thursday presented to you by Master Z's. Now, this is how you get involved. You can tweet for them or anybody you want. The band has to be 20 years or older, dead or disbanded. Tweet with a hashtag big throwback to at 1057FM the fan. Tweet at 1057FM the fan with a hashtag big throwback to qualify. And then at 5 o'clock hour, make sure you're on your Twitter to see if you get inboxed from Anthony Mandela saying that you won the Master Z's gift card today. Question on the table is, what's your prediction for who the Packers get in free agency? Not who you want the Packers to get. That's not the question.
Put the disclaimer
right
out.
Who do you think the Packers will get in free agency? That's what we're talking about here. Okay. Now.
You know what I like that? Why this question's so good?
What?
Make them do their homework.
Right. So.
Yeah, don't just be listening to us cheating.
Right.
Go out there and look, pull your phone up and pull out who you think they'll hit.
Cornelius tweets at the fan, non-impactful players. Okay. Living the Dream tweets at the fan, epic fail like every other year.
Wait. We're not going to start it off like this,
yeah,
man.
That's what we got. What do you want me to do? That's what we got.
Come on, people.
People are killing them.
Do some work, man.
Living the Dream. Epic fail like every other year. We'll play it safe and be more worried about carrying over cap space.
Listen, Ted Thompson not there no more, cuz. Give me a couple players.
Yeah, he's in Texas.
Yeah, give me three players.
Oh, I got some.
Just give me three players that they may hit on, and maybe we'll give you something if you hit. You know, but I want to get you on the record now.
Christian tweets at the fan, what do you think about the Packers getting Weddle, C.J. Mosley, and Collins?
Now, see, that's not the question. Who do you think they will get?
That's the question.
Right.
Because
right.
Your predictions.
Yeah, he said Weddle. Yeah, we'll like all that. I'll tell him yes, we
sure.
love all that.
Yeah, we like all those guys.
But who's the realistic you think they'll hit?
So for me, going back to, first I'll go back to what Leroy said. What did you say in the first segment of who you think they were going to get?
Amos.
Amos from the Bears.
Yes, because they tried to get Fuller, and ain't happening.
No.
Okay? So they tried to get Mack. Ain't happening. Okay? Now, Franjo's gone. So the kid could be exposed. And they got another kid available, too. Let me look. Who's the other guy they got down there in Chicago? The nickelback. I think he's available, too. Those are the kind of guys I think the Packers are going to go after because it doesn't cost them a lot of money, and they don't have to give up any draft picks and not any positioning, and you can still concentrate on offensive line and pass rush. Pass rush, if somebody call up and say get one of these pass rushers available, it's going to cost you a lot of money because that's what everybody wants. But then again, that's a lot of pass rushers and inside linebackers in the draft. You know, that Sweat kid and then the kid you like from LSU, the linebacker.
Devin Smith.
Man, you love either one of them.
No doubt.
But we're talking about free agency now. We spend a lot of time on the draft. So just tell us who
Monday,
you think they'll hit.
They can start talking. I had Jimmy Ward, the safety from San Francisco, guy who hasn't been healthy the last couple of years. I got him.
You might be right on that one, Steve.
Being a Packer, because he'll be cheaper than these other guys that we're talking about.
Yes, he would.
That's how I see that one playing out. More tweets coming in here from Ken, who says, Wilkerson. Okay, Muhammad Wilkerson. I can see that happening.
Yeah, three-year deal. I mean, like a one-year $3 million deal.
Breland comes back. I could see that happening. Sure.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Trey Boston. I could see that happening at safety.
Okay. I like this. Who's doing that?
This is Ken.
Good job, Ken.
And Anthony Barr.
Good. Ken said that too?
Yeah, he said that too. Those four.
Right now, Ken is leading.
If they
Ken
do those four, Leroy, are you happy?
Yes.
If that's all they do, those four, they bring back Wilkerson and Breland.
Yes.
And then they add Barr to Russ the Passer, and they add Trey Boston at safety.
Yes.
You're good.
I'm good. Now you can move to the draft and have fun. You can go to the draft and no pressure.
You still need offensive line probably.
Yes, you do. And you can still get another pass rusher. You can do what you – there's no pressure if you got those guys. Now that's quantity.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
But with Barr – that kid can be. He's an ascending player. I'm shocked that he's available.
I am kind of too.
Shocked.
Yeah.
Just shocked.
Size, I really am.
Speed. You know, we're past the Aaron Rodgers hit thing. If they make it work, great.
Yeah, I think that's very true as far as how that's all going to play out. So those are the players that were talked about there. Let's go to the phones now.
414-799-1250.
414-799-1250. Scott and Rhinelander, you're next on the Fan. What's up?
Yeah, hey, I'm really feeling this one, Matt. Tayshaun Gibson, a safety from Jackson.
Yes.
It's LaRose guy.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, they want to get rid of him.
Yeah, and the D.C., hey, he's got some history there in Cleveland with him.
Yep. That's a great call.
So he comes in, he knows the defense.
Great call.
And he's all set to go at that point. That would make sense.
Yes,
Scott, thanks for the call. What kind of pick are you going to have to give up to get him now?
See, that's the thing. I think Jacksonville want to unload some of these guys. You can get a late-round pick to get him because I think he can
late
come.
Late-round pick? Yeah, like a six?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just to get him off. They just want him. It's like three more guys on that team, Steve. They just want to dump him and start over. They just want draft picks and start over. I will pull that
defense
trick.
Was so good.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Remember 2 years ago, they were in the AFC Championship game and probably could have beat New England.
Right.
And they just, remember they got rid of Fowler?
Yep.
And they just started breaking the team up on defense. And I don't know if Jalen Ramsey is going to be there long term or not. They just started getting rid of some of these guys they thought were problems. And not to say he was, but they may go in a different direction with, you know, the new coach, you know, because Dom Capers is upstairs now, he's kind of overseeing what they want to do on defense, and they're going to get some of his type of players in there. So I was shocked to see him available.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But like you say, Steve, I don't know what they want, but I would definitely be making those phone calls and try to find out. Oh, that other guy was Bryce Callahan, the other guy had the foot injury.
Bryce Callahan, yep.
Yeah, he had the foot injury.
See, and I don't think they need – I mean, Breland is fine, okay? He knows the defense fine.
Breland is all right.
I don't think I really care about veteran cornerbacks necessarily. If Tremont is staying, and then if you want to bring back Breland cheap, I'm good with that. That's fine. That's good enough.
Yeah, you're right,
because
they're
going to
be Alexander and King anyway if they're healthy.
Correct.
That's cute. Is my mic on?
Well, yeah, your mic's on. But you don't know if King's healthy.
I don't know. I'm going to interview him, Steve, and I'll report back to you. Because some of the stuff ain't his fault. Because if you put that arm out, he got long length, just like Giannis. The length is amazing. The speed is amazing. The brain is amazing. But if my shoulder keeps popping out, I got to put this harness on to keep it close to my body. I can't jam. And now I'm in such, you know, McGarry was saying these guys work out with less body fat. They slender. Yeah. They cramp up a lot. He's been pulling these muscles and stuff. But he said this is the year. You know, Alexander's ready to go. That kid has the swag.
He looks like he's got the talent.
He got the swag. He ain't scared. So he just needs to sharpen up on a few things. But you're right about the veteran corners. They should be okay there. But you got to get a safety. That's a safety,
okay,
not
now,
a corner.
Well, fine. But now what about the edge guys? Because that's the other thing here. I mean, are you going to rely completely on the draft? Are you bringing back Clay Matthews and keeping Nick Perry and just going back to the well again one more year with both of them again?
They may have to keep Nick Perry, Steve, because
Nick Perry doesn't think they're going to keep Nick Perry at
that
price.
But his contract is intertwined. Because we had Mandela look it up. They almost cheaper just to keep him.
Well, he
almost
thinks,
like a bad relationship.
From what I've read, it seems like Nick Perry thinks that there's no way they're going to give him his roster bonus, and they're going to try and get him to redo the deal to be a cheaper deal, a la A.J. Hawk back in the day,
right?
Who kept restructuring and redoing his deal and playing for less money but wanting to stay with the Green Bay Packers, not having to move teams. Now, whether Nick Perry gets down with that, I have no idea.
Now, Nick Perry could do the Leroy Butler. He could restructure. He could restructure, and they add a year. And then it cap number drops, but they give him a little piece of change up front. The money that's owed to him.
Guaranteed money.
They just guarantee it.
Right
now, they just give him like $5 million.
Done.
They had to get into him anyway. Cap number dropped down $3 million at a year.
Boom, done.
Done. And now he's on the team. He gets hurt. It don't cost you nothing.
I think
you have to give him money anyway.
I think, I shouldn't say everybody. I bet you 95% of the people listening to our voices right now on the Fan are going to be livid if Clay Matthews and Nick Perry are the outside linebackers next year.
Kyle Facker is going to start. One of them going to be on the bench. So maybe you move Clay inside, because that's what me, you, and Gary want.
Clay goes inside with Blake Martinez.
Well, and the secret agent, if you
can't. He's a free agent.
Yeah, but you can get him back for cheap. That's well, if yeah, you don't get hurt. The C.J. Mosley. If you don't get C.J. Mosley, just put Clay in the middle and try to draft you a big linebacker or something. They got to do something there, though. But it's not a panic state.
Here are
because
the
Owen Burks, they need to find out what they got in him.
Edge guys, Ziggy Ansah, Shaquille Barrett, Vinnie Curry, Trey Flowers, Dante,
I love Trey Flowers.
Dante Fowler Jr., Marcus Golden, Clay Matthews, Derek Morgan, Alex Okafor, Shane Ray, John Simon, Preston Smith.
Like Shane Ray.
Za'Darius Smith, Terrell Suggs, Cameron Wake.
Yeah, Cameron Wake.
Is old.
Yeah, and Suggs, they're veteran old. Guys. Hey, veteran. They like Clay Matthews.
Right.
Just
same
a good
thing.
Guy to have on your team towards the end. Cameron Wake's a grown man since day one. I think Cameron Wake could be a Hall of Famer, man. That guy's amazing. But Fowler Jr., very intriguing. Dominique Sue inside, intriguing. You can have fun and rebuild this defense and concentrate with the younger guys since they have the youngest coaches anyway mm-hmm. on the offense. But any of those rushers jump out to you?
For me,
it may cost you now.
Yeah, I understand that.
They may have to over because everybody wants these guys. You know, one of these top guys that can get after the quarterback.
I for me, I think it's just going to cost too much to go out there and do it that way.
Yeah.
To me, maybe I'd rather use it in the draft. And just go draft three or four guys that can play outside, they've done with cornerbacks.
Sweat.
I'm going to draft three or four guys. They're going to get after the quarterback in the draft in my seven rounds.
That doesn't scream championship.
Three or four guys, not this year.
It screams right draft and development.
Three or four guys that can get after the quarterback. I'll spend my money at safety, and I'll spend my money elsewhere.
Okay.
To improve things. Now, if you think, okay, well, we need to improve. Position X. Let's say position X is inside linebacker.
Right.
Okay, well, if you go spend all that money on C.J. Mosley mm-hmm. and then you get a safety, you're done. I mean, right around that area, if you're still bringing back Wilkerson, right, and yep. Breland, that's yep. it. That's it. Those are your four guys you come back with. I think Mosley gets the fan base excited.
Oh, yeah.
But I just don't know if they're going to spend that much money to go get him back.
But see, again, fans think fantasy football types. Get them all. Five, six.
That's just not going to happen.
Who's our guy? Was it Kevin? He gave us four guys that they could probably fit. They're not all high-priced guys. Only one guy, Barr, would cost you a bunch of money, you would think.
Right.
You know, like the $35 million guaranteed type.
Yep.
But it'd be on a five-year deal. But the other guy, you can get all those guys and have a very good defense. Very, very, very good defense. Because Barr actually can play inside as well. It depends on where you
He's been a 4-3 guy, though, this whole time. So this would be his first time in a 3-4. Daryl tweets out the fan, Landon Collins and Clay Matthews comes back.
Okay, Landon Collins, that's probably $35, $40 million guaranteed.
Who's the other safety if he's the one safety? Who's playing center field? You run Tremont back there?
No, they need Tremont to be in the slot.
Yep,
it's
going to
be wide open.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be wide.
Cornelius now says, I can see Gutekunst trying to get Cameron Wake.
Cameron Wake's, man, I'm telling you.
Look at like 37.
Look at this stats, though, Steve.
Dude, he's almost 40 years old.
Oh, man. They need somebody nasty like that, man.
All right, let me look at Cameron Wake's
Wake, man. That's a bad boy, Steve.
37. Last year, he had 6 sacks. Year before that, 10.5. Year before that, 11.5.
Yeah, Cameron Wake, the truth.
Year before that, 7. I mean, he's been relatively healthy. 14 yep. games last year, 16 the year before that, 16 the year before that.
He shouldn't cost you that much. You know,
37, he better not. But you're right, production-wise, he's been productive.
He's been, I mean, I'll take 6-7 sacks
yeah,
all day long.
He's been productive.
And those are the guys that will take the one-year deals just to see can they win it, you know?
Right.
And, you know, and the guy is just nasty, man. Just filthy.
Yep, no doubt about it. Hey, coming up, we got to get to a sports flash. Still to come, we'll talk with Gary Wolfel, Wolfel's Press Box at 4:48. Also, Ben Fennell of The Athletic, get his thoughts on some of these draft prospects, including Mr. Burns from Florida State, the edge rusher that he has rated much higher than anybody else I've seen. He'll join us at 5:20. First, let me tell you about my good friends down at Castle Lanes in Racine.
That's really where Leroy's party is going to be.
Oh.
On the 24th. So me and Phil worked that out.
Oh, nice.
So his classmates and They love that place.
Man. Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. So they love that place. This is the great thing about Castle Lanes, right? So you got their up north atmosphere, flat screens on every lane, pro shop ran by Lenny Borsch, PBA 50 vet, Kenosha guy. Love him. Does great work. Then on top of all of that, you feel like you're in a log cabin, like kind of like you're up north. It's the best indoor inside of a bowling alley anywhere in the state. I haven't been to every bowling alley in the state, but I'm fairly confident in saying that. Don't forget, spring and summer leagues still coming up at Castle Lane. Still time for you to sign up. Starting in May, it's the Storm Handicap Doubles League. First place team wins two Storm Premier Line balls and $200 cash. It's a one-hour time commitment on Tuesday nights. Check out Castle Lane Summer Fun Adult and Junior Leagues. It's their best family value at just $12 per night for two adults and two juniors under the age of 18. How cool is that? Or try out the nine-pin no-tap league as well. Time to sign up for Castle Lane Summer Volleyball. Hurry up and get all the details now. Check them out at Castle Lane's Facebook page. Enjoy the wild side of bowling at Castle Lane's Highway 31 in Racine.
Just to say my feelings, girl, don't cry and tell me nothing's wrong. Girl, don't try to make up for the reasons. I'd rather leave than never believe. If this is it, ooh, please let me know. If this ain't love, you better let me go. If this is it, ooh, I wanna know. If this ain't love, baby, just say so. You've been thinking.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela hanging out as well. Don't forget, after Bucks Pacers tonight, we'll have the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show tonight, presented to you by Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza. That loaded pepperoni one is my favorite. It's not even really close. So if you're looking to get one of those, go to Pick and Save, grab you one, and you will be so, so excited like I am every time I get one. So I'll be here tonight with Mayor Mitch. That'll be fun. I'm sure he'll be all geeked out that I was actually talking to DJ Wilson for a whole hour yesterday, and he wasn't. But and I was really surprised. Evan, the chairman of the fan club, didn't show up. Like, I thought for sure Evan would be there.
I believe he has class Wednesday nights, Monday and Wednesday nights.
So?
I don't know.
What does that have to do with
putting
anything?
Putting his education first. I don't know.
Over DJ Wilson?
I guess.
All right.
Then. He heard the smack you were talking about him last week.
Man, okay. That's
he's
fine.
Disbanding the fan club.
He's disbanding the fan club. Yep. Right. I don't believe it. All right. Asking you the question right now. What's your prediction for who the Packers get in free agency? 414-799-1250. Leroy says Amos, the safety from the Bears. I say Jimmy Ward, the safety from the Niners. Are our two predictions at this point. And I can totally see Wilkerson coming back. I could see Breland coming back. Totally could see that happening too. Mike in Pewaukee, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, you guys, that last song by Huey Lewis kind of fits my whole attitude towards the Packers. This is it for me. I mean, I'm still a Packers fan. I've been watching Packers games since I can remember with my dad. Probably, 4 or 5 years old, I remember watching games. I'm 47 now, and I told the call screener, I listened to what you guys are talking about, and I saw in the late 70s and all through the 80s how bad they sucked, and then, I got rewarded after, watching all that losing in the 90s with their first Super Bowl, and then 2010 with Aaron Rodgers, and I just think that the organization from the top down, and this is just me personally, but Mark Murphy, I'm not a big fan of his. I thought he pulled the trigger way too late on letting Thompson go. And as far as letting McCarthy go, I don't even know if that was the best decision. I don't necessarily think he had to go, but, yeah, he was there 13 years. And I think after I'm getting the echo, I'm sorry. But I just think Aaron Rodgers and how good he is and the not getting talent around him, I think it just took too long. And I think it's going to be, they're going to be a day late and a dollar short, and I don't think any more Super Bowls for this team. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. That's just the feeling I get, though.
It's okay. It's going to be okay, my brother.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk you off the ledge. It'll be fine. But I don't, thanks for the phone call. There's a lot of fans like that. They don't know what to expect, Steve. That's why we think this is a great topic for free agency, because this is Matt LaFleur's first free agency that he's involved with.
Right.
Because normally we're used to Ted Thompson. You say he's somewhere?
Ted Thompson?
Yeah.
He's living in Texas now.
Oh, I thought you said he was working with
him. And he's building a house.
He got
and
a bunch of
they're going to get him all set up with a computer system, the whole thing wired up for the Packers so he can stay there, do all the studying of tape and doing all the scouting reports, all that other stuff. All that stuff.
I can do that.
Man, I don't know. You'd be building a house too. See if they'll build you an office with all that stuff.
I can give y'all
work from home.
Give you a center from Las Vegas State Community College.
You could
College.
Be like a consultant.
Yeah.
Right.
Just get a check.
Right.
I'm convinced of that. That if they want you, they want you. They'll make up something.
Yeah, they don't want you.
No. I'd rather be on the big show.
John Dorsey may though.
Well, Gary's just talking.
It's Cleveland though.
That's clickbait. Right. It is Cleveland. So maybe they do.
It's Cleveland.
Trent Brown. Getting a text from a guy who's a big Patriots guy.
Too
I say,
much.
Man, listen, they can't sign everybody. But that's his pick, though. He said they're going to get Trent Brown. He should be one of the top tackles.
I'd be shocked if they did that. PJ, yeah. The DJ, tweets at the fan. He's got a list. He thinks they're going to get all four of these guys.
Let me write them down.
Ha ha.
Now, you doing the song.
No, haha, Clinton Dix, dude. Your guy. Your guy, haha.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Who else?
Sheldon Richardson.
Okay, okay.
KJ Wright.
Okay.
And Tyrann Mathieu.
I like all that.
I don't think they can do it financially.
Don't that group? They probably could.
You think so?
They probably could. KJ Wright, true vet, though.
They're all vets.
Yeah,
Sheldon Richardson's old.
It's different to a true vet and a vet.
Right.
True vet. Say, you know, give me 1 year, $5 million.
To try and win a Super Bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Give me a bunch of incentives to put.
I don't know if they're in that position to try and win a Super Bowl on a 1 year deal.
Well, you got to rally. See, the hero status would be come in because everybody thinks the Rams are going to come back. Let's build up with Aaron Rodgers and let's try to go do this thing.
Chris says Earl Thomas and Clay Matthews.
Okay. I like that. Again, Earl Thomas, he's going to be healthy.
And he's going to be the most expensive one out there, probably. Or one of the most expensive ones out there.
I don't think he'll get as much as he thinks. But again, if he got $10 million, I think it'd be great. Because I think he wants like $15.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Brian in Greenfield, you're next on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's up, Brian?
Hey, I know Leroy's going to like this one. I think they really do need to get at least one starter on that right side of the offensive line, even if it's a tackle or a guard. Doesn't matter. And one more starter on the defensive side. If they can get two solid starters in free agency and then help fill in the draft, I think that'll help go a long way.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because now, thanks for the phone call. That 12th pick, if you get, say you got Trent Brown or one of these other guys, they got some guys on here you like, but you got to figure these guys, somebody's going to throw a lot of money at one. Guys, but say just for the sake of argument, they got either Trent Brown or James from Juwan James or something, or Darrell Williams from the Panthers, even Devon Smith from the Packers. I mean, from the Buccaneers. You're stabilized at right.
I think tackle. He stayed. Didn't he just sign a big deal?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think
Smith
so.
With the Buccaneers just signed a big deal.
Yeah, he's good. So say if he got a type like that, a 3 year deal. I think he got 3 year, $41 million or something like that. One of those, that's not an overly bad deal for a right tackle because you just brought McCray back because he's a tender restricted free agent. And now the Murphys of the world can rotate in at guard and it don't look as bad. Do you have to go and spend the 12th pick on a baby to come in and be your starter? But the baby's going to be there for 10 years. If you can get a Joe Thomas, I would love that.
What if they traded for
– I want your guy from Alabama, though.
What if they traded for Zeitler and moved McCray to right tackle? McCray's played tackle before.
Yeah, McCray ain't big enough, though. But right tackle, you don't have to be a great athlete over there. You got to be a stabilizer. You got to be a stabilizer. Tauscher was amazing, man.
Tauscher could have been an all-pro guard. said it from the time they moved him to
Tech. He played center too. That guy was,
I know.
And he was smart, man.
Could have been.
He knew coverages and this guy knew rotations. And Tauscher not only had one of the best hairs in Packer history, he may go down as one of the smartest guys I've ever had a chance to just talk football with. I mean, the guy was just brilliant with, you know, rotations. A lot of guards and centers and tackles can't look up and tell you what coverage it is. I didn't think they'd be looking at that. This guy look at this, he just knew
it doesn't
stuff,
matter right? It doesn't really matter to them. They just got to block their guys.
Right.
It
just look
matter
at my guy.
Right.
I ain't looking at him. Who cares? Who cares if Leroy's in the box?
Right.
Who cares? But this guy just knew stuff. And that's why he's so good on the radio. And I think you'll see him doing some color soon. He would be amazing on Monday Night Football. He would be a great – I mean, he'd do awesome.
We'll do that one of these days.
Funny.
Who do you want to see on Monday Night Football?
Right.
One more.
Yeah, Gary.
One more. Right. Obviously. Andy in West Dallas, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for calling. I got two guys for you. One of them's an if.
Wait, sir. Random. We didn't call you. You called us.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Matt.
There you go. I know. Who you got? Let me write this down. Who you got?
And anyway, if Randall Cobb doesn't come back, I think Cole Beasley.
Great choice.
Be a good one.
Great choice.
I think he's going to come cheaper than a Golden Tate. Like you said, I like that. You need that slot guy. But, I mean, if you got Devonta Adams and you got my boy Kumerow, who I went to Whitewater with, know his sister, too. His sister's a freak athlete, too. Great basketball player. Those guys, I think Cole Beasley, I think he could be a cheaper option than a Golden Tate with the same
production. Yeah, he would. You know, thank you.
Wait,
great phone call.
I thought you said you had two guys. Don't you have another guy or just Cole Beasley? He hung up.
Cool.
All right.
So there he is.
The other guy, I think David Clowney could be a possibility because I think he's going to be looking out for a 1 or 2 year prove it deal.
They're trying to
get a short term contract, get him out there, you know, make him prove it because I don't think he's going to get the big, huge deal that he wants. And I think he'd be willing to do a prove it contract.
Now, they may want a first and a third or two firsts to get Clowney. That's what they're going to want.
I just don't see. No, I'm not doing that.
Is that, what is that, $20
million? Not doing that at all.
Yeah, I think it's like $20 million.
There's no way I'm doing that. All right, coming up next, Gary.
But the Cole Beasley, you know how that fits what I want.
Yeah, you love Cole Beasley.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know. Gary Wolfel of WolfelsPressBox.com comes up next. And then Ben Fennell of The Athletic will join us coming up at 5:20. But we'll see what Gary thinks of tonight's matchup. Do the Bucks break their losing streak with the Pacers tonight? He'll tell us. Big Show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Fiver, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He is Gary Wolfel of WolfelsPressBox.com. Gary, how are we doing?
My favorite Gary.
How are you doing, Stephen F? Leroy.
Good.
How's it going?
I was trying to be your PR guy at the NFL Combine. I talked to a few guys that are on the Hall of Fame committee, and I was pumping you up. So.
Yeah, what's wrong with these guys, Gary? I don't
know. Anything for a friend, you know?
I appreciate it. I'll get you a free fish dinner one day or something.
Yeah, hopefully that gets them in next year. Okay, Gary, so first things first, Bucks have a two-game losing streak, which I really don't care about. But tonight, no. I think, is
you
a bigger game.
Huh? Why don't you care about it?
Uh-oh. Press him, Gary.
Well, first of all, the Utah game, you didn't have a backcourt. There are things in that game that irritated me, yes, that got me angry before it was all said and done. But
that hard to believe.
That, I know. I haven't been that upset this year, though, on postgame. I really haven't. And then the Suns game, nobody played well. So that's going to happen. Now, this Pacers game tonight, though, I think this is a little bit bigger of a game, as much as it can be when you're already locked into the playoffs and you're the one seed, because this Pacers team, who I thought was dead in the water after Oladipo got hurt, has been playing well, and you don't want to give them any hope if they see you in the playoffs. So if I'm the Bucks, I want to lay down the law a little bit on this team to make sure they realize they aren't beating them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. I mean, Indiana's, you know, a solid team. They're not one of the big four in the Eastern Conference. I thought they would really, you know, fall on hard times after they lost Oladipo, but they went out and got Wes Matthews. And Wes Matthews came in and made an instant contribution. And the bad thing for the Pacers, though, they got a brutal, and I mean brutal, schedule the rest of the way. So I fully expect Boston and Philadelphia to get the 3 and 4 spots, and you know that would be unfortunate for the Bucks.
Yeah, but Nate McMillan deserves some credit here for what he's doing with that Pacers squad and really doing it with the defense more than anything at this point.
Yeah. No, they might be arguably the best defensive team in the league. I mean, they're fundamentally sound, and everybody's bought into his system. And you know, do you remember when Nate McMillan played? I mean, he was a defensive-oriented player.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the type of philosophy he's brought to the Pacers.
Our topic earlier in the show was, what does LeBron James passing Michael Jordan on the points scored list mean to you?
Nothing. I mean,
now you know, hurt Leroy's feelings.
You know, I mean, you know, we could argue and debate this all day. I mean, I personally think LeBron is the most well-rounded player I've ever seen, you know, in all facets of the game.
Sure.
But I would still take Michael Jordan. I mean, that guy had a killer instinct, second to none.
Yeah, and I think we all would agree with that. I mean, that's the one thing Michael, you know, is all about, especially when LeBron said he wanted to tailor his game around being Michael. The thing about we were talking about LeBron and appreciation. You know, our own guy, Giannis, we had a full phone line. We were saying, what do you appreciate? I came up with it. Steve stole it from me. It was my topic. But I know you don't believe that. But what do you appreciate about Giannis? And I like, and Steve had a great point, there's no drama. You know, all this stuff with Kyrie Irving, KD, LeBron. I mean, it's just all this stuff. And, you know, you got just a lot going on with these guys. And Giannis just laces up and play basketball. You have to appreciate that.
Yeah, you do. Giannis reminds me of his father. I don't know if you guys ever met him. Charles, did either of you guys ever talk to him?
No.
Charles was just a wonderful guy and very quiet, very soft-spoken, very polite. And I see a lot of Giannis and a lot of his dad, you know, in Giannis.
It's just so refreshing, you know, because of the way athletes are kind of looked at sometimes by fans isn't always in the most positive light. And Giannis has only positive light kind of around him at this point. And because remember, when he came into the league, we were talking about this, you know, he looked like more like he was 14 based on, you know, how how big he actually was, had to learn how to drive a car and all that stuff. And everybody was like, oh, boy, this is just nice, the most humble kid in the whole wide world. And my thought at that time was, okay, let's see how it gets to if he becomes famous. If he gets to that point, then what? And, I mean, outside looking in, it doesn't appear like he's really changed all that much with all the fame that's come his way.
Yeah, I think he's changed a little bit. I mean, not substantially, but I was talking to a former Bucks player the other day, and he goes, you know what, Giannis really has a lot of swag. And I mean,
he does.
A lot of swag.
Yep. He had none when he got here.
You know, and, you know, Milwaukee's real fortunate when you think of it. You know, you got Giannis and you got Yelich. I mean, is there a nicer guy than Yelich?
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
right?
Another one, yeah.
From a star power standpoint,
yep.
That guy is about as humble and down to earth as you'll find. So Milwaukee sports fans are very fortunate.
Yeah, we want to talk about, because we're getting ready for the playoffs. I mean, the playoffs get ready to get started. And when they signed Pau Gasol, Steve, I never seen Steve run a 4.3 40 since he beat Rami out here. He beat Rami in the 40 yards. How far did y'all run, Steve? Was it 40, 50 yards?
I think Gary stepped off 40 yards.
I've never seen Steve so happy. The bench seems to get better. But moving forward, how would that 8-man rotation look like? Because Sterling Brown seems to be a little banged up. I mean, Ilyasova's been playing good, you know, playing hard. But how would that 8th, 9th rotation look coming out the big, especially with Mirotić being into the involvement coming out the bench?
I'll tell you what, it's pretty crazy. I mean, Budenholzer has showed that he's not afraid to try any kind of lineups. Remember the other day?
I agree with that.
Guard on the floor.
That's a great
he went
point.
With five bigs.
That's a great point.
You know, so I think he's going to play, you know, according to the team he faces and let that dictate. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what's going on with George Hill. It'll be interesting to see what happens with DeVincenzo.
He's available to play tonight from everything I've seen.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's time for him to get back in the rotation and maybe make some kind of contribution. But, you know, to me, George Hill has to be ready to go. They need another guard, and, you know, he's got that playoff experience. Yep. So he would be a huge
And they don't need Chris Middleton to go 9-for-37. I mean,
no. He'll, no.
Gary, he'll play better. So I tell Bucks fans,
you know what?
Don't worry.
I think he plays better, you know, the bigger the game. He's one of those type players.
Yep.
That he's more locked in, and you saw that in the playoff series last year.
All right. He'll put up 30 tonight.
There he is, Gary Wolfel of
WolfelsPressBox.com.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Gary Wolfel on the Great Midwest Bank
Hotline.
Having
him on.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. We have a trade in the NFL. Is it in your sports flash, Anthony Mandela? It is in your sports flash?
Yeah.
All right, good.
He's over there asleep.
No, he knows. Here it is.
I know everything.
Anthony Mandela will tell you what the NFL trade is coming up next.
My guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.